Welcome to my podcast. I'm Anna Tullemans, bringing you information, support and tips on all aspects of autism spectrum. Today's podcast is part three of a series of podcasts on how to share a diagnosis of autism spectrum. Today, we'll be discussing sharing the diagnosis with grandparents, and further individual podcasts deal with sharing with the child, family and friends, and siblings. You'll find more information in my book, Disclosing the Diagnosis, which is available on my website, www.annatullemans.com.au. Each chapter of the book gives specific ideas and encouragement on how to approach the topic of diagnosis and how to explain it in language that people will understand. It includes chapters for grandparents, for siblings, extended family members, and the wider community such as schools. Remember that the following is just a starting point to give you some ideas. It's not definitive by any means. You need to look at what approach will work best for you and for your family. You know your family best, so follow your instincts and it will be the right way for you. It can be hard for grandparents when a grandchild is diagnosed with something they don't know anything about. Their first instinct is to usually help their own child as much as possible. Sometimes grandparents may feel frustrated and frightened for what the future will hold, not for just their own child, but for their grandchild as well. So they will need encouragement. But something grandparents can do is build positive relationships, and they can build a bond with the child that has the diagnosis and also provide help with the siblings. Grandparents, you may have particular expectations of a child, but they may need to be revised. For example, grandparents, you may need to help the child learn how to give and receive cuddles and hugs. Now, you'll find some great information in my book, The Fun Side of Asperger's, where I tell the story of Auntie Rena and hugs. I needed to teach my son how to give and receive hugs from extended family, as this was very difficult for him. And as most of you know, I'm from Italian heritage, so hugs and cuddles are a big part of how you greet someone when they arrive at the door. The way that grandparents can ask grandchildren to do different tasks needs to change as well. For example, you need to be very concrete, that is black and white, in your instructions. Instead of saying something like, "Can you wash up now?" say, "We'll wash up now." Or if you do want to give a choice, you can say, "You can wash up now," or "You can wash up in 5 minutes' time." And we would always use a timer so they can see time passing for that 5 minutes. The next thing, of course, is babysitting. Now, this you might find a little bit hard, but it's the perfect opportunity to create that positive relationship that I was talking about earlier. So here are some tips on how to ensure that your visits are successful. First of all, make sure that you are a part of the child's regular routine and the regular people that they see. This will help with consistency and with structure when you are around the child. Always keep your rules simple, but keep them consistent. So sometimes having a visual about some of the rules that you have in your house might help the child to remember. Know what strategies work for the family and use these strategies so that there is consistency between home and your home. Don't be judgmental about parenting skills. It can be tough when, as a parent, you are constantly monitoring what you are doing to make sure that your household runs smoothly. Sometimes, as parents, we need to choose our battles and to just let some things slide. Always include your grandchild with autism spectrum in family activities. I know it can be hard, but if we teach the child about self-regulation and give him some safe spaces, he will manage family gatherings. There's a lot more information on how to include your child in family gatherings in my book, Disclosing the Diagnosis. But look, I made this work. With my family, being Italian heritage, we always had huge family gatherings, and my son was always found it very difficult in those situations because of the loud noises and the perfumes and the colours and just that whole social situation. But it's just about preparing them for what is going to happen. We also need to be a little bit careful with what we say. I know as grandparents, you only want the best for your children, but we just need to be aware of how we say things. So there are a couple of things that I would like you to not do when you are with your family. First of all is overreacting to the diagnosis. It's not the end of the world, it's just the beginning of a new adventure. Don't doubt the diagnosis. It can be easy to make judgment calls about behaviour, but the diagnosis is not made on just one incident. It's viewed over a period of time through many discussions and observations. Don't base your expectations of your grandchild on movies or TV shows. Each child is individual and will progress at their own pace. Have realistic expectations that suit your grandchild and let them explore the world through their eyes, but let them see that there are other points of view. Okay, so here are 7 ways that you can make a difference. First of all, don't judge or lay blame on anyone for the diagnosis. There's no good saying, oh, it's because my son-in-law has or because my daughter-in-law has. The parents need your support and your encouragement to make the changes that they need to make in their household that will work for their child. View the diagnosis in perspective. It's not defining the whole child, it's only a part of them. But a diagnosis will help us to understand why the child perceives the world differently and gives us the tools to help them understand and work with the world around them. So be a good listener and a sounding board for the child and for the parents. Respect parental boundaries. Support your own child in their efforts to overcome the challenges they and their child will face and validate their role as parents. Stick to limits and schedules that are established by parents. As a treat, we would normally throw routine out the window, but raising a child with autism spectrum requires that we stick to routine and structure as much as we can. This will always create a safe haven for the child with autism spectrum. They are not good at problem solving and understanding why things have changed. If you are going to do things differently, then always put these changes into context. For example, when you are at home, you do it this way, but when you are here, you can do it our way. Encourage independence as much as you can. So this just means that you provide opportunities for choice making and for letting them do things for themselves. If it doesn't work, help them to work through the decisions they made and give them other options which will help them to succeed. So what you're doing is actually helping them to problem solve. An example just might be about making some cupcakes, for example. They didn't rise enough. Talk through all of the steps that you did when you were making the cupcakes and discuss where you might have made that mistake. This way, you are encouraging those problem-solving skills. Spend special time with the sibling. Make them feel special too. Even though they understand the diagnosis, they may need some individual attention as they need to feel validated and loved for who they are, the person without the diagnosis. My son said to me one day, "You know, Mum, I have anger issues too. I think I need to see a psychologist." So sometimes, because he was watching his brother go off to all of these appointments all the time, he just needed someone to validate that he was an important part of this family. Lastly, remember that there is no need to fear a diagnosis of autism spectrum. Just arm yourself with good knowledge, and you, as a grandparent, can be a lifesaver to the family. Well, I hope you enjoyed this podcast on sharing the diagnosis with grandparents. This is number 3 in a series of sharing the diagnosis with the child, grandparents, siblings, and extended family and friends. If you'd like more detailed information on the topic or to purchase a copy of my book, Disclosing the Diagnosis, you can go to my website, www.annatullamans.com.au. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.